17th at Jericho Beach Park. For information and tickets, visit www.thefestival.bc.ca or call 604-602-9798. You are the folk. This is your music.
You're listening to Soundscapes on CFRO 102.6 FM. I'm the color red. Indigo calling from Woodland. Soundscapes is heard every Wednesday evening from 9 to 10 p.m. Tonight's Soundscape is in collaboration with the RGB Project, a project which invites participants to interact with the city through the color space RGB, red, green, and blue. Listen to Soundscapes and come to our performance, the RGB Project performance on July 14th, 8 p.m. at Video Inn.
I'm just here at home. You must be out. Anyway, I kind of feel a little silly saying this because, it's fairly obvious, but I just wanted to let you know that you're listening to Soundscapes on CFRO 102.7 FM. I was really thankful for you to remind me about the daylight saving. So, I just wanted to give you a call and let you know that what you were listening to. Anyway, give me a call when you get a chance, okay? Bye.
like really rich browns and greens.
Yellow is my best friend. We both like hot places and steamy.
Color is more a part of nature, I suppose.
We tend to be leaders, yellow and I.
Some say
red and yellow
that I'm mostly compatible with yellow.
Although
but
yellow,
I disagree.
Stand in front.
We don't get along too well.
I have comfort to decide my hot, passionate conversations.
Mostly earth towns.
Fluorescent yellow. You are listening to Soundscapes on CFRO 102.7 FM.
This is Indigo calling, still on woodland, haven't made much progress, but on my way to my best friend Purple. I hope she's home. Purple's such a good friend. Very, very beautiful color. This was Indigo.
Hoping to meet up with my friend Yellow later on tonight. We both like hot places and steamy conversations. We tend to be too in trouble. Sometimes I like brown, but mostly red and yellow go together. Hope to see you then.
Again, I feel so depressed. You've met my best friend, Baby Poop Yellow, right? I think last week when I met you on the street. Anyway, he and I are having this long, drawn-out disagreement thing. No, I don't. I just think we're going in separate directions now, but it's so sad. Like I thought we would be together as friends for longer than this, and you know. He has control issues, and it's definitely keeps surfacing. And anyway, yeah, call me when you get home, because you know I really need to talk about this. Thank you.
This is Blue again, calling from my grandparents' house in Delta. The colors that I don't get along with tend to be really static colors, like, and really flashy colors. So neon colors I find hard to engage with. Those are probably like the best examples. Colors that are really sort of flat and lack texture. Colors that sort of demand a lot of attention, that are almost blinding to look at, I guess. The kind of colors maybe that you'd find in a mall, for instance. Sort of sit well with me. So, let's say neon pink or something. That would probably be my enemy.
Red neon sign says open. Open for fluorescent yellow at Mongolian teriyaki and blue. Around the windows, and the girl inside wears a green shirt, very nice looking green shirt, and the other girl wears a red apron.
Slowly on my way to Broadway. This is Chattavini. Got a song in my head. A corny, stupid song that usually gets in my head. You know, je cherche une femme aux yeux bleus. And it's like, you know, I can't figure out why it's there, because, I mean, I don't necessarily like girls with blue eyes. Actually, I'm not sure if I can say this without getting caught, but I kind of think girls with blue eyes are totally blown out of proportion. They're kind of like blondes, you know? They're kind of shallow. So no, I don't have this thing for girls with blue eyes, but it's that song, you know? And it's like, it's catchy and it's stupid. And, you know, it's one of those stupid songs that you hear when you're growing up because you don't want it in your head, but it's always there. Well, girls with blue eyes are totally blown out of proportion, because I'm a sucker for girls with really dark eyes.
I know, you know, I just called and told you to call when you get a chance, but Asa just went to sleep.
I think my first
I'm sitting right by her crib. She's such a beautiful girl.
She was had the mother that was the big Catholic.
I'm just looking at her crib, and it's
a lot
amazing how many colors are.
And, you know, she didn't like the fact that I listened to heavy metal. And
by this crib
so,
all
yeah,
the time,
so she,
but I don't.
She was a little bit
depressed.
But
there's a lot of primary colors.
It was that time of the month, you know.
If that's to be expected.
That girlfriend with blue eyes would say, well, there's one way that I
could
keep from having my period, and that would just totally freak me out.
All these sort of interesting
textured colors. You know, girls with blue eyes, I don't know. But usually the darker, the brown,
you know, they have the yellow head.
You're in a darker room, I kind of happened that to me
weird,
at Halloween. The lighting was weird, and, you know, you're having casual conversation, and I just kind of was a sucker. for this girl
really,
with really dark
really
but
beautiful orange.
That's because the lighting was
one
kind of bad,
legs,
so it just accentuated the brown, like the deep hazel
tip on it,
brown color.
And then sort of offset by these.
Yeah.
Slightly different colored orange.
Her girlfriend.
Stars. The club. Anyway, I'm just like
brown.
And this is what I do when I'm
in a long
watching
time.
Her sleep.
Unfortunately, didn't last
wanna,
very long.
You want to listen to her?
Yeah, you know,
she's
Vancouver,
snoring right now.
Things kind of happen that way. People don't see her all the time, but Blue. I think Blue's totally, totally, totally overrated.
Okay, so maybe I'll just call you tomorrow.
Guys
okay, bye.
Write songs about girls with bleach blonde hair and very light, icy, snowy, colored blue eyes. No, 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 no.
The RGV Project Performance, July 14th at 8 p.m. at Studio Inn. This is where you can see red, green, blue interact three dimensions. Red is the opposite of blue. Green is in the middle, keeping peace. A hard color to describe in three-dimensional space, but yet it remains its ground. Conversation with a black and white cat.
97.
Black and white cat.
Yes, to go till 3. 0, then the number 2.
She's mouth. She's
yes,
an indigo. Her eyes are indigo. Her mouth is again. Oh, that's another cat who said indigo is the best color, so I have. All these supporters here. Why is indigo the best color? It's just beautiful, and it's nothing like this generic colors. It's clear, clean, green, and blue. Everybody knows green and blue, or do we? Maybe not. But indigo, poetic, romantic, faraway countries. Look, both of the cats are looking at me every time. Oh, the two cats, two black and white cats are kissing.
From the second we breathe until the moment we expel the forces of darkness from this thy holy, we live and move and have our being, then we don't. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Self-defense also, to ensure winter's rain, so hope will justice. Self-defense also, to ensure winter's justice, so hope freedom. Thou shalt not. God, we know is false, a being.
being they imagine will save them from our righteous wrath. How wrong they are. God likes our enemies unless he declines, fails for some reason, too mysterious for us to comprehend. No doubt we have sinned and must make amends.
This is Red calling. Sitting high in my bedroom, looking out the window, I see the dark points of the mountaintops, the green lush trees, and blue forget-me-nots hanging from my windowsill. I see a lot of white. Perhaps walls waiting to be painted, or an empty canvas. Green earth tones brown. Only small flecks of red are permanent in my room, because I fill the space with myself. Bits of dirt roll down the roof from the rain that fell yesterday. While there is a multicolored bus sitting in my backyard, waiting to be driven away on some adventure yet unknown. Pink, purple, red, blue, green. Much more obvious than the normal yellow school bus. Thinking of a song today.
Imagine this young man.
Maybe because of the recent holiday.
Imagine.
Maybe because of my friend, Indigo.
Indigo calling. Now surrounded by three black and white cats sitting on the pavement. And all the three black and white cats want to invite you to come to the RGB Project performance on July 14, 8 p.m. at Video Inn. And they all say, meow.
塞特爾、非洲、拉丁美和南亞音樂源遠流長，你將會見證一個將古典音樂
結合分同比的 fusion 的 CFRO 102.7 FM。
歌詞，八個不同表演台，多個70小時娛樂，兩日三夜戶外全身體驗。7月15、16、17號 Jericho Beach Park， 詳情及購票可到 thefestival.bc.ca 或者致電604-602-9798。 You are the folk, this is your music。
Yellow wonders where all the payphones have gone. Fluorescent Yellow wonders where her friends are. For example, where is that bastard Purple? Where is Purple? Fluorescent Yellow doesn't see Purple anywhere. Purple is stupid. Purple just disappears into the night. Where is Purple? Where are the payphones? Purple is nowhere to be seen. Purple is going to get spanking from fluorescent yellow. Purple.
Purple, de sa terre. Puis voulant qu'ils mettent des affaires dedans. Ça fait que ça, c'est une des affaires que, qui a dans tout l'issue. Puis tout autour de moi, il y a même d'autres boîtes bleues qui sont de l'autre côté du room. Puis il y a des lights bleus. Les lights bleus sont en style à cette place ici.
Green again, you know.
Les affaires
so
en vert, il n'y a rien vraiment.
You're probably out or maybe you're sleeping, but
c'est quasi moi la
salle de
faire.
I'm wondering where my cat is. You know the big fluffy cat I have? Usually she's in by now.
Et un premium,
I don't know, I'm just going to open up my front door and just look out. You know, I'm a little worried about her, but...
Ça l'a pas mal.
She could take care of herself.
Il y a comme vraiment...
There's a lot of mixed match colors. Really sad brown. Sort of faded blue. And then kind of really vibrant lilac. Reds and yellows. Sort of dull yellow. And then black, really harsh black. Dark brown. Sort of peach colors. Pastel colors. All sort of occupying one space together. I mean, there's sort of a sadness to that, but also kind of put together in a kind of loving way.
All right.
There's a lot of harsh light on these colors. It's very specific colors from that you would say are from maybe a different era. And colors that are more contemporary.
Fluorescent yellow doesn't know if she has any best friends exactly. Fluorescent yellow is close to lime green. But she can't say if lime green is fluorescent yellow's best friend. I mean, sometimes fluorescent yellow and purple have clashes, but sometimes fluorescent yellow and purple complement each other. So, best friends, hey? Well, I don't know. I mean, is it even fair to say that fluorescent yellow likes someone else better? I mean, of course, fluorescent pink and fluorescent yellow go well together and are commonly seen together. But sometimes fluorescent yellow and fluorescent pink get bored of each other. So even though purple is somewhere, I don't know where, oh, gosh, don't know. Maybe sometimes purple is fluorescent yellow's best friend, but I can't say for sure. Okay.
Apricot.